A Haynes author's books are optioned for a potential TV series, and the Haynes Assembly takes a step back on a police service area ballot question. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haynes resident Heather Lundy is a newspaper obituary writer, author, and assembly member. Soon, she could be an executive producer on a TV show based on her life. An international TV production company has optioned the rights for two of Lundy's memoirs. That means the small town of Haynes may have more than 15 minutes of fame if the show comes to fruition. Imagine getting an email from TV producers with a list of famous actresses who might play you.
It's really funny. Like you do kind of think, like, is this real? And then you think, well, maybe. But then you think, no, it might not be. And then, well, it could be.
That's Heather Lundy. There aren't any actors attached to the show yet, but there is an international media company which touts shows like American Gods and The Young Pope. And there are producers heading the project who worked on shows like Call the Midwife and The Honorable Woman. Lundy says one of those producers visited Haynes last year during the talks leading up to this announcement.
We kind of thought, well, let's check him out and invite him over for dinner with a bunch of my friends and let them kind of drill him on the whole thing. And when he passed what, by all accounts, would be a pretty tough test for anybody, even in Haynes, to get grilled by this crowd. They all left and said, I think it's going to be okay. You know, it's all right.
That was me.
Christian Vesper is an executive with Fremantle Media. He says a colleague of his got interested in Lundy's books after reading a BBC article about her. Fremantle reached out to Lundy and things progressed from there. Vesper is based in New York. He explains his interest in the project.
You know, it's a really tense and divisive time right now, and I think that there's space on television for a story that is, you know, about simply about family and life and death, and you know, I think that Heather's writing and her stories are actually very optimistic and humane, and I think there's a place in the world for that right now.
Lundy says when she first heard from Fremantle, she had some concerns.
You know, my books are about my life, and they're also about this community, and it's, you know, everything I care about. And so I want to make sure that it's done right, if it's going to be done.
Working with the producers, Lundy established safeguards which she thinks will protect people's privacy. The show will be inspired by her books. It won't be an exact recreation. She says the main character probably won't even be named Heather, and the town won't be called Haynes.
It will obviously be a small town in Alaska. We might end up even calling it Port Chilkoot.
Lundy says her understanding is the show will be like a mix of Murder, She Wrote and Northern Exposure. Each episode will be structured around an obituary.
In the writing of that, there'll be some sort of existential issue, whether it's a family issue or a community issue or a personal issue, that's enlightened and solved through the course of it. And we'll find the good by the end of the show.
Fremantle optioned the rights for two of Lundy's books, her very first memoir, If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name, and her latest, Find the Good. Lundy says she purposely excluded her second book, which is called Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs.
The middle book is my most personal, about, you know, getting run over, accident, my mom dying. There's a lot of faith in it. And I actually held that one out on purpose for now, because I thought, you know, let's see how it all works out.
If it does go well, Lundy might allow the TV producers to use those experiences, including the one where she was run over by a truck while riding her bike.
That's like made for TV, right?
The most recent drama in Lundy's life is political. She is one of three assembly members targeted in a recall election this August. Lundy says she doesn't know if the recall will make it into the show.
You know, drama is drama. and it's pretty dramatic what's going on right now. So it could be, but that again will depend on when they need the plot twist or perhaps even what happens. I don't know.
Lendi says Haines is a dramatic town on all kinds of levels, but she thinks what fascinates outsiders about this place is more than that.
I think people are craving community and connection, and connection to both other people and also to a place in the kind of way that we have here. It's just increasingly rare in the world. And I think that really appeals to people.
Fremantle's Christian Vesper says a writer is on board to develop a pitch for TV networks. He says it's impossible to predict whether the show will get picked up. And if it does, it's hard to say how long it would take before the fictional version of Haines makes it to TV. A couple weeks ago, a question establishing an expanded police service area in Haines seemed headed to the October ballot. But now the Haines Assembly may decide to hit the brakes. Leaders say they don't want to rush major changes to police boundaries. Haines is still struggling to find a path forward following the closure of the local Alaska State Trooper post. Previously, the trooper patrolled and handled emergencies outside of the town site. Now there is only a wildlife trooper who is in Haines sporadically. The local police have felt obligated to respond to emergency calls outside their usual jurisdiction.
I'm also personally very perplexed that a simple issue, emergency police coverage outside the town site if wanted, morphed into such a complex discussion.
That's Cindy Jones with the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. She was skeptical about a proposed new community safety service area. It would take care of police protection outside the town site, but it would also incorporate ambulance service and some dispatch. Jones and Fire Chief Brian Clay were alarmed that the current medical service model, which they say works fine, might be absorbed by the new community safety area.
Our recommendation is that you step back to carefully consider what you are proposing and not approve the ordinance and place it on the October ballot. This is not an emergency.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel also said the Assembly might want to slow this process down.
This issue is the first attempt since consolidation to bring divergent philosophies into a political unit, and it will require a lot of work and it will require leadership. I recommend that the Assembly do all that it can to advance the discussion and education to ensure that whenever voters go to the polls, that they are informed voters.
One topic of debate is funding. Schnabel and Police Chief Heath Scott have said a ballot question might have a better chance of passing if it doesn't involve property tax increases. But Jones pointed out that townsite residents pay for police in their property taxes. She said the same should hold true if police service is expanded area-wide. A service area funded partially by sales tax might also have an uphill battle on the Assembly. Two members, Tom Morfitt and Sean Mady, voted against a code change that would allow Haines service areas to be funded by non-property tax sources. Schnabel said the Assembly should schedule a committee meeting to spend more time on the police service area question. The Assembly agreed and set a meeting for Monday, July 31st. After that discussion, it might be more evident whether a police ballot question will make it to voters this fall. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.